Welcome to Consensus, a podcast from Census Technologies.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Consensus. I'm your host for today, Gabrielle, and right now I am honored to be joined by our guest, Tierney Davis, who's CensiTrack coordinator. Today she's going to be joining us on the podcast to be discussing her team's great achievement in winning the Kevin Bevel Facility Award at CTUC, which is a really big one. So let's talk a little bit about their work and what they accomplished over the past couple of years, all with that "we can do this" attitude. So I'm excited to kick off this conversation with you today, Tierney. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So go ahead and give us just a brief bio of name, title, what you do in your industry, what kind of went into the teamwork in getting this award.
Yes, my name is Tierney Davis. I'm CensiTrack coordinator for VA North Texas. As a CensiTrack coordinator, my role is to oversee the implementation and usage of our CensiTrack system for our sterile processing department, making sure our workstations are set up, gathering data, training staff, and pulling reports and things like that. What went into this award nomination was just seeing our team going above and beyond to implement changes for our department, make sure that our processes are streamlined, and just overall being collaborative and helpful for our staff, other departments, our OR.
Absolutely. And I mean, it seems as if the achievement of this award, I mean, strength doesn't always come in numbers. You can have a small but mighty team, and you were able to accomplish so many achievements just through making those small efficiencies that count for a really big difference. So can you just tell me what the situation was like in your department before you began utilizing data to improve your processes, before all this streamlining and efficiency?
Yes. So before we started using data to streamline our processes, we had more of a reactive decision-making, where problems were not brought up unless it was actually happening. So now, instead of being able to be proactive and catch issues before they arise, we were not really being able to efficiently see things that we needed to change.
Well, how did that, did you see any type of change? How did that change after you started looking at and measuring data? How, I guess, in what ways did you improve?
Once we started incorporating that data to improve our processes, we were able to better identify our inefficiencies, optimize our workflow, identify any trends and patterns that may have been something we might have missed before. We could anticipate any potential issues that may occur and implement preventative measures to be able to catch things before they become a really big issue, a canceled case, and things like that. We were able to avoid delays in our OR. We were able to keep our inventory better, where we're not running out of instrumentation or having a huge influx of extra instruments that are just in, we're not using anymore. We were able to see, using the data, what we needed to order and combine trays and things like that.
Well, what were some of the main challenges or bottlenecks that you all encountered when working in order to improve department operations? And just what were some of the major ways that you found you were able to solve them?
Okay, so our bottlenecks that we dealt with in our department were limited availability of equipment and resources. And we were able to overcome that by analyzing our equipment utilization and look at any gaps as far as this machinery is not being used as much or how often these machines are breaking down by using the data. We were able to invest in additional resources and things that we did not have using our data. We had another bottleneck is insufficient staffing. And we were able to look at what areas we needed staffing covered. And we actually started staggering our shifts. So we had first shift, second shift, and third shift. And so after looking at our data, we implemented a shift in between first and second shift and one in between second and third to cover those gaps. Communication and coordination were also another issue. And the way we were able to use data to fix that problem was to let the data speak for us in a way where first we have our problem, how are we going to communicate with our OR? How are we going to communicate this with inventory management? And having that data to back us up helped our confidence in being able to go to them with issues and solutions and ensure smooth transition.
Well, what has the teamwork been like with other departments during this whole process to optimize inventory?
Well, the teamwork with other departments has really been, it's been a great process. We work with inventory management logistics in the OR and we have an implant specialist that we work with. So being able to collaborate with them and deal with making sure that they're able to have their processes met using our skills with our system, making sure that we all collaborate so that our veterans that we serve in the OR overall get the better patient care. There's more streamlined communication and not, well, this department doesn't know what's going on with this department. We kind of meet together and try to get everything flowing.
Absolutely. Well, one of the key points in your nomination was just the continuous professional development that you all are just determined to maintain. So do you try to learn all of the same things, or do each of you pick kind of specific topics to specialize in, then share that with your team? What's your process there?
Okay, so yes, each team member brings a unique set of skills and knowledge to the table. And we rely on each other's strengths to enhance our team overall. We have our endoscope subject matter experts, instrument specialists. We have team members with OR background, team members with technology background. And we have our wrapping experts, tray experts, AMI standard gurus. They know their standards and they can quote and apply the standards to our processes. And we capitalize on our strengths and our diversity within our team and create a collaborative environment. We recognize our importance of relying on each other's expertise and we just share our knowledge within the team.
Well, on that note, because it is important to share that expertise, how do you take your everything that you've learned, all these skills, and collaborate with other departments to help them be educated on all the amazing things that you guys are doing?
So we regularly engage in services, presentations, and we share our techniques with within the department as well as outside. So the OR, we regularly go up, we see a case and collaborate with the OR when they have time so that we know how their process works and we share how our process works and what we do with them.
What are some of the key modules or parts of SensaTrack that you use pretty much every day to continue your process improvements? What are the things that you've found to be helpful?
Yes. So the quality feedback module in SensaTrack has been one of our most helpful when it comes to our improvement and our processes. We utilize that every day. Our reports module as well, that's a big one for me personally. I the general throughput inventory report is the go-to for me. So,
well, can you tell me maybe what are some other additional features that your team has found to be helpful in addition to quality?
Yes. So the one source integration within SensorTrack is a big helpful, a really helpful tool for us in our department. The fact that it's right there at our fingertips, is we can look up things that we need. And the charts in the reporting has been really great to help visualize our process and how we're improving.
Can you tell me how SensorTrack has assisted your dedication to patient safety specifically in maintaining quality product, but also high standards?
SensorTrack has really been helpful in making sure that we're able to keep our standards streamlined. So we're able to track our processes, our quality assurance, making sure that things are done properly. We're able to track our processes for the OR and know how things have been done, how things can be done differently, and overall making sure that we have a visual and a timestamp to everything that has been done for JCO and our inspections as well.
Well, what advice would you have as we start wrapping up the podcast here to anyone who is struggling to implement changes in their department? What would you say to them in terms of where should they even start? Where should they begin?
Absolutely. So first, I would suggest to identify the need for change. You would want to assess the current challenges, the areas of improvement, and set clear priorities and know why you're wanting that change from the beginning. The next thing would be to communicate the importance. You want to clearly communicate to your team or your OR, your other departments, why this change is necessary and emphasize the benefits to that proposed change. As far as, you know, patient safety, quality outcomes, operational efficiency, and ensure that everyone understands the rationale behind the changes and the potential positive impact. And I suggest involving the team, involve the frontline staff from the start. That way you can seek their input, suggestions, concerns, and gain their support and as far as the changes that you're needing to be made. Next, develop a plan, create a detailed implementation, and map out how you're going to put these changes into play. And lastly, a big one is provide resources and training for those changes. You don't want to just change things and it's like, okay, what happens next? We're changing it. You want to make sure you see ahead of time what things that you're going to need to facilitate those changes.
Fantastic. Well, that wraps up the conversation for today. So thank you, Tierney. And congratulations again on the achievement of winning the Kevin Bevel Facility Award at CTUC. It really is fantastic. We really appreciated having you on this episode of Consensus today.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And as always, if you want to learn more, to those listening in, please visit census.com and look for this podcast wherever it is you get your podcasts at. I've been your host, Gabrielle. Thanks for tuning in.